Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, a podcast on how to manifest your purest and highest desires, starting with the feeling that you've already attained everything right now. To begin, just imagine for a moment that you have now been given $100 million, US dollars. $100 million have been deposited into your bank account, tax-free, for you to do anything you want with. Just imagine looking at your account, and now there is whatever you had plus $100 million. And just tune into that. How would that change your life? What new opportunities would that open up? What things would you stop worrying about? Just feel into the difference. You now have an extra $100 million. Really imagine that, feel that. How does it feel in your body, in your heart, in your solar plexus? When you have $100 million, does your priorities change in any way? Does your to-do list change? Are you going to say yes to things and no to other things? This is a very powerful thought experiment to practice again and again. I was just practicing this myself on the beach. I was lying there and I just thought, $100 million extra. And one is intellectually to think about this. The other is to really let it settle in deeper into your being. And when I practice this, what I notice is that I feel profoundly more relaxed. I feel I don't need a lot of things that I was in some way thinking I needed. There's a feeling of complete relaxation, feeling of spaciousness, feeling of freedom. And guess what? That is all real. They're all real experiences, because the feeling is everything. So you can feel that you've attained everything and you have $100 million or whatever it is you want, and you actually come into an altered and upgraded state of consciousness. That feels really, really good. Because there's a wonderful story of a speaker who went into a room of multi-millionaires. So everyone was a multi-millionaire already. And he asked them, who here needs more money? Hands up if you need more money. All hands went up. All hands went up. Right? It doesn't matter how many millions someone has. If he talked to a group of billionaires, how many people here need more money? They'll all raise their hands. Because whether it's millions or billions, there's always more, right? Because this idea of what is enough, there's no end to it. There's no real end to what is enough because it's subjective and it just keeps expanding. That's why when people increase their income, their expenses go up, and then they increase it again and their expenses go up again. It's called expense creep, and it just keeps on going. So some people are stressed out having $5,000 a month, and then they're stressed out having $10,000, and then $20,000, and then $50,000. It doesn't make any difference, right? Maybe 100 million would do the trick, but who knows, right? You can always spend a lot of money on all sorts of fascinating and strange things. So what's more important to us is coming into the feeling and then realigning our lifestyle with higher level behaviors that are truly meaningful. So let's just tune into this again, because it's the feeling, as you know, from manifestation, from Neville Goddard and Law of Attraction and all these things that you've probably studied. The feeling is everything. And we're running around to get the things, to make the money, to buy the things, so that we have the feeling. Why does someone want to buy some fancy house on the beach? It's because they think it's going to make them feel better. And it might make them feel better for 3 months, and then they don't really notice it anymore. Because we adjust to everything. Someone thinks the $1 million is going to make a difference, and then they get it, and then they think, well, it's not very much anymore. I need 2 million, or 10 million, or 50 million, or whatever it is. So it's really the feeling. This is such a profound thing to realize. We are doing so much work to come into a different feeling experience. So we can play a trick on ourselves and say, all right, imagine that you have $100 million, which surely would take care of a lot of the things that you want, right? You could buy multiple houses with $100 million, or one really big house with a lot of land. And you can have whatever you need, people who could help you with things, etc., etc. You can go on and on and on. It's going to change something in your life. So let's just tune into this again. You've now received $100 million tax-free, completely legal, in your bank account to use however you want. Just notice if your breathing changes, if your thoughts start to change and your feelings, just notice what is different. You now have $100 million. You can go to the store and buy anything you want. You can buy a house if you want, another different house if you have a house, and you can get a third house. Or you could give to charity, or you could get whatever it is that you want. Or you could do nothing and just say, you know what, it's great to have the cash. I can invest it. But my life is wonderful just the way it is. Just notice what you would change with this new 100 million, now that you have it, what would you change and what would you keep the same? In your life. And just breathe into that. You now have $100 million extra pocket money. What are you going to give up and what are you going to keep? You know, when I tune into this, I realize that I wouldn't change hardly anything in my life. There are some things, minor details here and there, but actually, I would still be recording this audio. If immediately $100 million arrived in my bank account, once I'd checked that it was real and knew what it was, I would say, great, well, I need to record this session because it needs to go out tomorrow. Because it's meaningful, and I like doing these sessions. It's wonderful to share from the heart and help others, you know, giving back. I'm not saying nothing would change, but a lot of it, because I've already designed my life very carefully for many, many years to do what I love. But the difference for me, and just tune into yourself, is the subtle anxiety, subtle stress, subtle energy just dissolves and fades away. And on a spiritual level, there is a wonderful expression, multi-millions at every breath. You can receive spiritual wealth, the feelings, the spiritual energy at every breath. So you can imagine the source of wealth, like a shining sun, a point of light that is shining down from beyond, pure consciousness energy, radiant energy. And you can imagine breathing in, just breathe in and receive this golden light, this golden feeling of wealth from that light, filling you up, and you receive spiritual multi-millions as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, just send the good vibrations throughout your whole body. And again, receiving good vibrations. Feeling like all of your desires are fulfilled as you breathe in. And sending that all around you, good feelings all around you, blessing everyone else. May everyone be wealthy and full, satisfied. And then just breathing it in. Feeling you already have those $100 million on top of it, so it's infinite, endless energy coming into your being. Good vibrations. Blessings, 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 blessings. Good vibrations. So this is just a wonderful practice that you can enjoy. There are two practices, they're sort of connected. So just to feel that you have $100 million, just notice the difference. Wander around in that space, and then you can also experience receiving multi-millions at every breath, because the spiritual riches, the riches of consciousness, are available to us now, and that is actually what we want. And guess what? You're going to manifest so much more, so much easier, when you're already in that space. So smiling into that, just tune into how you can use this in your life, when you can practice this, and you can add it to your manifestation toolkit, because the more you feel that you're already supremely wealthy and attained, the more, of course, you will attain everything. Beautiful day with ease and grace. Thank you so much for your wonderful presence, and talk to you soon. I'm Michael McIntosh, and thank you for being here.